Well, I'm a sitting here wandering with a matchbox hole in my clothes. I'm a sitting here washing with a matchbox hole in my clothes. Well, I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go. Well, I'm an old poor boy, I'm a long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, I'm a long, long way from home. I ain't never been happy, everything I did was wrong. If you don't like my peaches, sure don't shake my tree. If you don't like my peaches, sure don't mess with my tree. I got news for you, baby, leave you here in misery. Matchbox hole in my clothes. I'm sitting here watching matchbox hole in my clothes. Well, I ain't got no matches, but I'm sure got a long way to go. One more. Well, I'm sitting here watching matchbox hole in my clothes. I'm sitting here watching matchbox hole in my clothes. Well, I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go.
They're applauding on the street there. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. That's Tom Gerlach from Situation Davis doing a great version of Matchbox, the Carl Perkins tune. That was great. You kind of channeled the little blues, little like that. That's how Bob Dylan would have done it. You know what I mean? And joining us are our friends, Chris Fields and Tony Mata, the managers of the Matchbox. This will be easy. I'm not nervous about this. You guys have seen me at my worst at the Matchbox. 770 North Milwaukee. We wanted to do this for a couple years to honor your anniversary party, which is July 4th, the 22nd. Anniversary of the Matchbox?
We turned 22.
Yeah.
Tony, okay. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Matchbox, and for listeners who don't know anything about it, give us Matchbox 101.
Oh, wow. Chris. Chicago's most intimate bar. You know, it's one of a kind. It's the corner of Milwaukee and Ogden. So it's a strange little sliver of a building. It's only had two owners in its entire one, the original owner was a gentleman named Sam Siegel. He owned it for decades. Then in 94, it closed and was bought by our boss, our beloved leader, David Gverser. And
David.
Yeah. Seats 29, often one of which is Dave
16
Holstra.
To, 16 to 18 bar stools.
Yeah.
One of them saved for our host, Nocturnal
right.
Journal.
Exactly.
It's Dave Holstra.
Well, it's close to my house, but we were talking.
That's what they all say.
But what I've always liked about it is, especially from the near north side, and you can talk about this, is the diversity. I mean, there really is a diverse group of people in there. I mean, I'm talking about age. I'm talking about race. I'm talking about
all walks of life.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but it really is true. How did that happen?
You know what? I think when it first started, it was a third shift bar. You know, when Sam owned it, you know, laborers going up Ogden to the factories. You know, he would open it in the a.m. and close at 6. And then when David bought it, just the changing nature of the neighborhood. I think we're you know, centrally located in River West or West Town.
Yeah, I think talking about diversity. You know, when I first went to the Matchbox, probably in '96, is because I lived in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
neighborhood was pretty rough back then, and you know, so you had
it was
not many options. There wasn't a lot of options for bars in that neighborhood, but that was open. And
we both kind of came to it. We would work together in restaurants before we worked together there, and it really was a destination for people getting off shifts at restaurants, and largely because David, to his credit, long before the cocktail revolution that's going on right now, he was doing that craft cocktail thing. If you wanted a really fabulous
classic cocktail,
gimlet, he was doing that with fresh squeezed juices and egg white and great ingredients way before the curve.
Yeah, explain that to me, because I only drink beer and tequila there. So what is the craft cocktail? What does that mean?
Where's it at?
Where does it stand right now? Where's the whole movement of that?
I think it's I think it's kind of at a saturation point, to be honest. Not to get into the whole restaurant bar industry, but there's a lot of people doing it, and there's a lot of innovation, and that's great, and that's where it needs to be. I mean, I think there's a lot more opportunities to have a really great cocktail, especially in a place like Chicago, Yeah. But if anything, we're sort of proud to be. In my opinion, David was definitely a pioneer.
What are the go to? What are the popular? I mean, margaritas.
Margaritas, vodka gimlets. The old fashions, Manhattans, which are classic cocktails that have been made for years and years, way before the Matchbox. Even.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You guys are both behind the bar still. What are some of the weird requests you get?
Weird request.
Yeah, like a weird drink. Yeah.
How long is this show?
Yeah.
What's one off the top of your head?
Weird request for a cocktail? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, there's kind of a trend. Part of the whole the interest in cocktails is this bespoke cocktail trend where, you can kind of come in and it's like stump the host. It's like, make me this, and then you kind of have to Jedi mind trick, play Columbo.
Right.
And sort of draw.
Because,
is going to make you
happy. Yeah, they had it in their hometown, Ledyard, Iowa. And, they expect us to know what their local bar made.
Sure, yeah.
We could put it together, though.
But we read minds, so that comes in handy.
So what will be happening on the 4th? Tell us what, you'll have food and handicap the 4th.
4th of July is, it falls on our anniversary. So every 4th we throw a party, which is a barbecue style, $25, all you can eat. We do ribs, fried chicken, guacamole, fish tacos. Kind of a 4th of July barbecue style, live band with Tom. Situation Davis. It's Tom Gerlach, John Carpenter, and Davis guitar.
Yeah.
They've been playing, I think now this is maybe 12, 13 years in a row for our holiday party.
This would be our 13th.
13th. Year.
The first one was the 10th anniversary, the first time we did it. So this will be our 12 years ago was the first time we did it. Right. Last minute.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting that I've known Tom from the bar for many years, but I actually
what bar?
Yeah, the Matchbox, 770 North Milwaukee. When I first moved to Chicago, my roommate got me into this band, the Phantom Helmsman. I thought they were awesome. I had all their records, and it was one Tom Gerlach, his brother Steve, and John Carpenter, who plays drums in Situation Davis. And years later. Small town,
are.
Big city, small town.
That was
I
the
met
late
Tom.
80s.
I was like, hey, you're that guy.
Right, early 90s.
Yeah,
late 80s, early 90s.
We're still together. Actually.
Are you really? Now, what can people
maybe
expect?
On the 4th, we'll see. Yeah.
What type of music will it be at the 4th, the Situation Davis?
Our influences are somewhat folk rock, the folk rock pioneers, the Birds and the Buffalo Springfield, and our songs hopefully reflect that. Rock, good rock music for hours and hours.
And you said, yeah.
You guys slay a Stevie Wonder number, though. Yeah, that needs to be said.
David Gerberser loves soul music.
Yeah, he does love soul music.
He does love soul music.
David and Jackie are in Mexico.
They are.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
do they come back for this?
Occasionally. Not every year, but they try and make it back for our anniversary party.
Yeah. You all have musical backgrounds. I remember when, let's not forget about the Silver Palm, the next door restaurant.
Yeah, that's where all the food is being made for the Matchbox anniversary party. The Silver Palm opened in 2002, been going strong, and that's where all the food comes from for our party for the 4th.
1947 Atlantic Coast Line Railroad car.
It was a dining car.
Yeah, right.
The kitchen is actual... in the train car itself, was definitely modified to, you know, to work in Chicago and not being on the rail. It went from, we understand, from New York to Miami, hence the palm tree, the silver palm.
Right.
Home of the Three Little Piggies sandwich.
Oh, yeah, talk about that. Yeah.
It's the greatest sandwich in America. That's what Anthony Bourdain said, maybe. I don't know if you guys heard of this guy. No reservations came, and they did an episode at the Palm. And you want to tell that story about?
He came to film his show No Reservations, and we fed him the Three Little Piggies sandwich, and I cooked it for him. He brought me out and said, "This is the greatest sandwich in America."
We had a friend of ours that bartended at the Palm for many years, and he was kind of a kind of crazy sense of humor, and he liked to do crazy things like, "Oh, how absurd can I make this sandwich?" Yeah. So he started doing this. You know, we had the pork tenderloin, we had the bacon. He's like, "Put it on bread, and I'm gonna eat it."
Yeah.
And then you know, when they came to do the show, Tony was like, "No, we got to give him this."
Okay, we got to take a break from commercials. You want to try to squeeze one more song in? Yeah. Or do you want to talk more? It's up to you guys.
Do another song, Tom.
Okay, all right. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal.
Kentucky mountains pass before your eyes. The evening train will let you go in time. Before you know it, morning's come, the sun's hanging high. Over promised land that rolls on by. The Charlotte evenings call you back again. Remembering the nights and the time we spent. Watching stars through pines, but then the memory always ends. The train in time moves on and on again. So warm. The promise of the city never kept the lonely wailing calls you home. Past hills and rivers on the distant shores, sleep in towns and all that lay before. Let you go in time before you know. high over promised land that rolls on by. Before you know it, morning's come, the sun's hanging high over promised land that rolls on by.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. That's Tom, excuse me. That's Tom Gerlach from Situation Davis. That's an original song, right, Tom?
Yeah, it's an old folk song. Well, it's one of my older, one of my older folk songs.
Situation Davis will be doing that on July 4th at the Matchbox at 770 North Milwaukee Avenue. Fried chicken, fish tacos, barbecue, ribs, all you can eat for $25, right?
Yes, that's sir. Bar opens at 2 p.m. The food and music start at 4 p.m.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
I wanted to, and that's why I kept getting choked up here. I wanted to talk about the George Clooney tequila.
Right.
What that was in the news this week. I mean, do you guys carry that? And I mean, what is
we
it?
We have. In the past.
What do you know about this stuff? And why? Casamigos.
Yeah.
Right?
Super premium. I guess he partnered with Cindy Crawford's husband, and they basically bought a tequila distillery.
They were on a research vacation in the Baja Peninsula, Mexico.
Oh, sure.
That's
a vacation.
Yeah, a research vacation. I need research some tequila
I'm
myself.
Do some research later.
Sales of tequila. Have you seen this? This is the New York Times this week. Yeah. Sales of tequila increased 7.4% from last year. Is tequila, it's always been a big thing with me, but is it a big thing now?
Yeah, it's definitely trending up. It changes with the times. At what point it was scotch, everybody was into single malt scotch, and then it was bourbon, and now, there's a lot of interest in 100% agave, you know, tequila, especially,
Well, you know, if Clooney drinks it, it must be good.
Right?
But things go in phases. I mean, when you're talking about that, it reminds me of the time when, I mean, of course it can't happen now, but the Matchbox was kind of a cigar bar for a while.
Yeah.
It was known for, you know, you guys were around then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You had cigars back behind the...
Yeah. My lungs are thankful that there's a smoking ban inside, indoors now.
Yeah.
I miss that.
And you all have a musical background. Chris, you played in, you guys are in a band.
Tony and I were in a heavy metal band for many years.
That's right, the Den of Vipers.
Yeah.
Den of Vipers.
Yeah. Den of Vipers from Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
No longer, is the band still together?
The drummer's tossing around the idea of picking up his sticks again, but, you know.
This is all news
to me. could not happen.
And then when Tony, tell us about your background in Big Delicious Planet catering. I remember when I asked you about that when you opened the Silver Palm.
Back the old days, I did a lot of catering for that company. It was mostly for bands that were in town that were big enough to afford a catering, you know, budget. And so I luckily got to see a lot of great musicians from a very good standpoint, you know.
I think you told me you'd once catered The Who, Jimmy Page. I mean, I looked at my notes. Yeah.
Jimmy Page, The Black Crowes, Black Sabbath. I mean, the list goes on and on. Most everyone, really great people.
Did they have any strange requests? I'm sure Chrissy Hynde would.
Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath, he wanted 4 baked potatoes with I can't believe it's not butter. And that was all he wanted. Ringo's son, who played drums for Zach Starkey, who played for The Who, he came backstage and said, "You have baked potatoes." I can't do an English accent right now, but I said, "Yeah, I do." He goes, I have a show to play. You think you'll have them after the show?" I go, "I'll save you a couple." And
let me write your name down.
Yeah.
What is it again?
So you're the drummer in The Ooh?
Right. Right. Yeah.
But it literally, 30 seconds after the band finished playing, he was in the back asking for if I kept him some baked potatoes.
Great story. Yeah. Well, thanks, you guys. I've been wanting to do this for a while, so thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Tom Gerlach, Chris Fields, Tony Mata, and it's the Matchbox 22nd Anniversary Party, July 4th.